Okay, let's start our discussion of Chulin Daf Ches. Chulin Daf Ches, and we are on Zayin Amud Beis. Yesterday we had the story of Rav Pinchas ben Yair and his famous chamar who wouldn't eat from Tfuah that did not have Meiser, and the story with Rebbe afterwards. And we start off about eight lines up from the bottom. Ein Od Milvado. Ein Od Milvado, the Pasuk says in Dvarim. So what does that mean? Ein Od Milvado, there's nobody else like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, somebody has that attitude. Amar Rabbi Chanina v'afilu kshafim. Even if somebody has the attitude of Einod Milvado and has the recognition of Einod Milvado, even magic, even kshafim, wouldn't be able to affect him. Wouldn't be able to affect him. And the Gemara tells this and illustrates this with a story. Hayitza davika mahadra lamishkal afra mitute karid Rabbi Chanina. There was a certain sorcerer, there was a certain woman who was trying to take the dirt from under the feet of Rabbi Chanina, right, through her kishuf. Amar la shkule, he says, feel free, do what you want, take. Lo mistaya milsach, it's not going to help. Ein od milvado ksiv. It's not going to help. I have the attitude of ein od milvado. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, v'lo manik rashba kshafim. But did Rabbi Yochanan say that kshafim does have some effect? Why is it called kshafim? Why is it called kishuf? Shem machishin bepamlaya shamala. Because it weakens the power of heaven, meaning it does have some effect. Shiny Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara said, no, Rabbi Chanina is different. The Defishas Chusei, even if it might have some effect, but not for Rabbi Chanina. He was Nafish Zechusei. He had perfect Zechuyos, and therefore, it wasn't going to affect him. Even if it affects others, it doesn't affect him. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, where this comes up also, on Daf Samach Zayin, the Yad Ramah gives a mashal. The Yad Ramah says, mashal amada verdome la adam shoye bebeso shamelach. There was a man who was in the house of a king, Vitziva Amelech Alav Lachilu Lashkoso, and the king says that he should be fed, he should be given to drink. Liyamim Nizdamin Lo Herig Echad, Shosel Amelech Roshus Laharok Kol Mishachat Lefnei Amelech. And one time there was an Anas, there was someone who came in, and the king said, you know what? Okay, you could punish whoever you want, whoever you find. But the king only gave him rishus to affect someone who had ever sinned against the king. If nobody ever sinned against the king, then even though you have power, you don't have power against this one. You don't have power against this man. If you find chet amongst this person, and therefore, bichanina, right, he's special. Right, he has nafish zechusei. He's never done something wrong. Afilu dvar kshafim shein kshafim o'ilim could be misha Hakadosh Baruch Hu misayo. Hashem doesn't allow a tzaddik gomor to be affected by the kishuf. Again, Einod Milvado is a hashkafa. It is a mentality that we have to try to do our best, whatever situation we're in life, whatever challenge comes upon us personally, nationally, communally. We have to have the attitude of Einod Milvado. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's in charge. The Nefesh HaChayim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, talks a lot about this in his Sefer in Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Beis. He starts off by quoting our Gemara, Chulin Zayin Amud Beis. He quotes this idea of Einod Milvado. And then he explains, Ki kol inyanei pe'ulos hakshafim nimshach mi'akochos hatuma shalom merkava temeya v'inyan chachmat hakishav. There's some power. There's some power. This relates to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban that is mentioned elsewhere. The Rambam, about many of these issues, many of these powers, says it's foolish and it's meaningless, right? All the isurim of Ov and Yidoni and the like, Chover, Chaver, all of those, are those powers and we're just not supposed to use them because they're from the dark side spiritually, or they're just foolish, so there's no reason for you to be involved in them. So that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban often says that they do have power, we're just supposed to stay away from them, while the Rambam says, no, there's no other power. This Gemara sounds like, I mean, this line of Chazal, Machish and Pamaya Shamala, does that mean literally, if there is some power there, or just in people's eyes, because of the sleight of hand, because of how it looks, Machish and Pamaya Shamala. So Rambam and the Ramban both can read our Gemara. But either way, let's go back to the Nefesh HaChaim. So Nefesh HaChaim says there are certain powers, sounds like the Ramban. The Sanhedrin had to be bekiyin, had to be experts in this, in order to, because some of the parties might be involved in it. They'll do different things with these powers. And what does it mean? It They could use the stars, they could do different things with these powers. Loshiyabakocham Lashanos, Chas Vashalom, you see the Pulos HaKadoshim. They can't change anything as Baruch Hu did. Chas Vashalom. But they can make it look like it, they could affect certain things. And that's what the Gemara says in this story. He quotes our story now with the woman with the dirt and Eino Movado, and he explains Vada Shaloya Machzik Atzmo Rabbi Chanina Denavis Chusik Kolkach Mitaraso Maasav Atov Mamrubim. He wasn't a Balgaiva. Oh yeah, try it. I'm perfect. Ad Sheba Avuram Hayasamach Libo Shlo Yishlo Bapulas Akshafim. But it's the following: Kivan Sheba Emes. Ein b'kochos ha-merkava t'meya shum koach me'atzvam chalila. Because the kochos ha-tumah don't have any independent power. But it's just that Hashem was koveya their koach based on the stars, the chulu, but it all stems from Hashem, ultimately. And if we're connected to the source in an unadulterated, pure way, then nothing will ever affect us. That's the goal of life, to be connected to the source in an unadulterated, undiluted way. And that's what Rabbi Chanina was saying. If we really believe that there's no existence outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mechadish b'chol yom tamid, if that was clear to us, then we have ultimate protection. L'chein gam Rabbi Chanina, lo shebatach al zchus kedushas toraso, rak sheyoda v'shir benafsho, shezos ha'emuna kvua b'libo lamita, she'ino mavad yizbarach shum ko haklal. That's what he believed. He was just saying the Mitzias. He was saying Hashem is the ultimate source of everything. And if he connected to that emuna, and if anyone connects to that emuna, then nothing else could have powers on him. Ube emes, he says, hu inyan gadol v'skula nifla. It's very hard. L'haseru l'vatel me'alav kol dinim v'ritzonas acherim. Shelo yuchlo lishlopo. V'lo yasu shemro shem klal. K'shadam koveya b'libo lemar halo Hashem hu elokimu amiti. Ein o mevad yisbarach shum koach ba'olam. V'kol olam as klal. Right? He says that's hard. It's hard. But he says that's what life is about, to try to connect. To try to connect to the one above. Shea gozer va'omer ufal kfi resona b'chaleis v'chulu. That's Nefesh HaChaim, Gimel Yud Beis. Again, one of the sources that talk about this. But again, there are a lot of stories throughout history about Ein Od Milvada. But that's the attitude we have to have, that Hashem is the ultimate source of everything. That should hopefully give us emuna, give us bitachon, give us power to continue even in the most trying of circumstances. Ein Od Milvada. Good. Next line also. Rabbi Chanina continues. Rabbi Chanina, who had this Einod Melvado Hashkafa, also says another important line. The following line you have to see together and in light of many other lines in Shas about Hashkafa. This is one of the most extreme lines in terms of the specific Hashkafa that Hashem has with every single person in the world. Ein adam nokif etzbo milamata, elam kin machrizin elam milamala. A person doesn't bump their finger in this world unless Hashem has decreed it, that you should bump your finger. Shneemar mehashem mitzadei gaver konanu. Right? Our feet, our steps are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'adam ma yavin darko. What did the person know? Hashem is involved in every step. So is Hashem involved in every non-human action also? Right, the question that the ethicists or the philosophers ask: if a tree falls down in the middle of the forest, you know what effect does that have? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about that? Is he focused on that when a leaf blows? So this line of Chazal is about people, at least. Nokif etzva'o milamata, based on the pasuk in Tehillim. Amar Belazar, continuing, damnikov meratze kedam ola. Damnikov, the blood of somebody who stubbed their toe. Dam Nikov, when somebody stubs their toe, Meratzik Adam Ola. It's like a carbon. It's like a carbon. You get blood there, so it's like a Dam Ola. Amar Rava, Begudel Yaminu Benikav Shedi. Only if it's the big toe of your right foot, because we assume you're a righty, and that one goes harder into whatever you bang in. Ubenikav Shedi, and if it's already bumped and bruised, and then you bump it again, then it really hurts. Right? Like we might add in the shin that one bangs. Futukazla Dvar Mitzvah. And it's generally, the Gemara adds on, Rebbe Lazar says, L'dvar mitzvah. What does that mean, L'dvar mitzvah? Ask the Marsha, isn't it just the opposite? Shluchei mitzvah, ina nizokin. If you're on the way to do a mitzvah, you don't. So it must be no. In a case where you're going to do a mitzvah, but your kavanas aren't perfect. So if your kavanas aren't perfect, so machshavos, here who am I? I'm doing it l'shalo l'shma, I'm doing it to get fame, I'm doing it for whatever reason. So the Marsha says, so that's why this could help. Because if it's meratza like Adam Ola, Ola is mechaper al hirhure avera. So I'm doing the maisa. I'm doing the Maisa. But like we had the discussion of yesterday of Yeshlo and Einlo, the Rabbi Zusha that we quoted. But either way, I'm doing the Maisa, I just Machshava needs fixing. So that's why Hashem arranges it that I bang my toe, so then the Machshava is even fixed, and then my Maisa is perfect. My Maisa is perfect. Okay, either way, this is Rabbi Hanina, says the Meiri right here, right? This line teaches us perfect private Hashgacha Pratis. Says the Meiri, Miyasodi HaTorah. We haven't quoted a Meiri in a long time. We haven't had a Meiri on Zvachim and Menachas. Miyasodi HaTorah Hu, Lios HaAdam Miskavein Umakir. A person has to be Miskavein and Makir. Actually, two words. He has to think about and he has to recognize. Shekol Masha Yeralo Meiza Minshal Tzara. Whatever happens to a person. Hakol b'mishpat mitzad onesh mishpatei yisbarach shemo. It's from Hashem, for whatever reason. We might not realize why at the time, but everything that happens outside of us, to us, is from Hashem. V'usha amru, ein adam nikaf, etzba v'lamata, elam kemachriz v'lam v'lamala. Yes, we have to take precautions. You know, one might say, why did I walk so fast in the dark without noticing? But ultimately, once it happens, yes, is that Bechira Chavshas? We have Bechira Chavshas to bang ourselves. That's true. We have Bechira. But you know, to put it in a clear, everything that happens to us fully outside of our control, somebody does something to us, that's for sure, part of Hashgacha. But this is even actions that I do, I'm involved in, but ultimately something happens to me. So, and the example given in the Gemara is banging one's toe. So that's from Hashem. V'yavo mizeh she'ifashpesh b'maisa v'yashem midrach v'aram. And everything we have to take as a message, v'derach tzachus, he quotes, godol yamin, because he goes fast, and nokev sheni, because that's really painful. But this is Hashgacha. Many sources in the Rishonim talk about the direct private Hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, right? The Sefer HaChinuch discusses this in the context of Tzaras. We'll talk about this now because Tzaras is going to come up in Be'ez Hashem 2 minutes. The mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes. There are 8 mitzvahs of Tzaras. Beginning of Chosum of Tzaras. 8 out of 613 have to do with Tzaras. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes talks about his hashkafa about these 8 mitzvahs. The message, after going through some details, he says this is the mitzvah of hashkacha. Right, it's not like any type of regular illness. Regular illness, a person can get sick because they go out in the cold without a hat on, and they don't take. Right, the Gemara says, "Hakol b'day shemayim chutz mi tzinim upachem." Hakol b'day shemayim chutz mi, you know, things that I should have had a bechira on, and I should have taken care of myself. But the Chinuch says, in terms of hashgacha from the outside, Saras used to be an illness. We don't have Saras anymore. Used to be an illness that was directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to give us a message. The Rav Shapshin Rafael Hirsch discusses nega. What is the word nega Saras? Nega from the word negia, to touch. Hashem is touching a person. He gives him a nega, right? Because he wants him to get the message in the days of old, on his house, on his clothes, on his body, right? As Chazal say. That's what he writes in Tazria. In by far the majority of cases in which the word nega occurs, it very definitely refers not to a condition of ordinary disease, but to one which comes as specially sent by God. The person affected is nagua, literally touched by the finger of God. It is weaker form of negef, from which we get magefa, the sudden stroke of death. The word disease, by which it is usually translated, and which we have used here in default of knowing a real fitting one, is by no means expressive of the idea of nega. We don't really have a translation of nega. An effect on the body from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's touch. Right, that's nega. Nagua, and he continues, as Rav Hirsch often does. But again, it is a social disease, as he calls it also. And that is that we know that Saras, right, even before, if somebody is not sure whether there's Saras in the house, what does Chazal say? You know, empty out the whole house before the Kohen comes. Because if he says it's Saras, then, you know, everything's going to become Tameh. So it's not going to be good for the person. It's even things that cannot be haftar b'mikvah, right? Klicheres. So take everything out first. If it was a type of contagious illness, and that's why the person has to sit outside the machaneh, doesn't make sense. You should quarantine everything, just in case. But no, just the opposite. You get everything out first, and then the Kohen comes. And if it's a chassan, derech shavus yimei mishteh, he doesn't have to have, you know, anyone, any Kohen see his negoyim. Again, it's obviously a different type of illness, which we don't have today, but it was a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Chinuch says that this message, the mitzvah of Saras, is all about Hashgacha. L'kvo b'nafsho seinu, ki Hashgacha Hashem Baruch Hu, pratis, al kol echad echad mi b'nei adam. This is where he's machalik between animals and people. People have ashkacha pratis, animals have ashkacha klalis. Ashkacha pratis on each and every person, right? Every time a person bangs their knee, the Gemara says, Shemakadosh Baruch Hu, v'chi einav pekuchos akol darkeihem. How does it work that every one of us have ashkacha and we're interactive and our paths cross? Hashem has it worked out. We don't understand everything, but Hashem has it worked out, and that's what the Gemara in Aruch and Daf Tesvav says, that Lashon Hara causes many different chatoim, including saras. V'kol inyan eskerim elu yore ashkachaso baruch hu al kol darki adam, ulefi shadeos rabos bashkacha hakel al kol baruav yavou baharbe psukim bamikra. Why there's so many psukim about saras? Right, Tazriya in the first part of Mitzora. Because to emphasize this, v'harbe mitzvos laharos alinyan mios pina gedola betarasenu. This is a cornerstone. This is a cornerstone. And then he quotes the other opinions. There are those, some people that believe ki hashkachas baruch hu al kol mina b'frat. Right? Some people believe that hashkacha is on every min. Beinan hashem oshar kol balechayim. Hashkacha on group. On the groups, hashkacha klalis. V'yesh ben kitos yachshu ki hashkacha l'shem baruch hu al kol inyan ya'olam bein balechayim oshar dvarim. Some believe it's klalis even on people. Some believe it's pratis even on animals. Klomar shlo yisnaya davar echad katan ba'olam hazeh. A leaf won't fall down without Hashem wanting it. He quotes that example. This leaf will fall at this very second because Hashem wants this leaf to fall at this very second. And it says, the chenech, I don't accept that extreme either. So some believe that even people have hashkacha klalis. Some believe even leaves have hashkacha pratis. V'yesh kitos rose yachshavu shlo yazam hashkacha zo baruch hu klal. And some don't believe in hashkacha at all. Hashem created the world, but he's busy and he went away. V'zed das kofrim ra umar. And that is the evil, bitter approach. The other ones he thinks are just mistaken. This one is bitter and kfira. But he says, we have the middle approach. V'yanachnu ba'ale adas ha'amitis lefi masha shamati. What I've heard, the Rambam in Gimel Yudzai in Amor Nevuchim, he quotes, nasim hashkacha zo baruch hu al kol minei balechayim bechlal. Animals, trees, you might say, that's general. Hashem guards the species. As we know, Pasuk says in Tehillim. And that's Saras. Saras is that part of that message. And that's what this Gemara says. Rabbi Chanina, a person doesn't bang their foot. Bang their foot unless they are machriz milamala. I think we quoted in the past the Bali Musar's thought that when we bang our foot, we stub our toe. Let's say we're home alone and we stub our toe. What do? We scream out. We scream out, ouch or ow. Who are we talking to? We're alone. Nobody hears us. Right? Why is that the mechanism, the natural reaction? Because we all have a natural connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we scream out, we're really talking to Hashem. We talk unto Hashem, that's the natural. And even if we don't know it, and somebody doesn't really believe, but that's how Hashem made us. We scream out because that is the connection. And that's where some say emuna. Emuna is the shorish of emuna. One of the secrets of emuna is the word aim, mother. Right? Because the mother is the ultimate source of who a person is somechan. And in every language, there are many different words that are used for father. And they're all different. Father, Abba, I don't know too much Yiddish, but right, Tata, right? All different words, right? Every language has a different word for father, different word for sister, different word for everything. But mother, the shorish in every language, has an and a m sound. It's all ma. Mama, ima, mother. Every language has that because it's all related to emuna, right? Because the ultimate relying on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, is like relying on the mother, the ultimate source of nourishment at the beginning of one's life, and a certain level of connection throughout one's life. Okay, right. Says the Gemara, Amar Lava, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Miyam Avlo Batzal Prutza Shina Shalo. So getting back to the story that we had before. He never ate from a bread that was not his. He never made Berchas Amotzi, because he never wanted to benefit from others. Miyam Shamar Al Daito, Lo Nenem, he sued his Aviv, even his own family, even his parents. He never wanted to benefit from others. Rashi says, "Shalorata lechol kizayis mishel acher." Right, this gets into the sugya of sone matanos yichya. Right, the pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishle, that someone shouldn't, benefit and shouldn't try to rely on, other people's gifts. And the Rishonim already also, mostly the Achronim, but some of the Rishonim talk about what the reason is why we shouldn't rely. The Rama, the end of Hilchos Chiyum Matana, writes, HaTzadikim Gemurim, B'Anshei Maisa, Lo Yekablu Matana Me'odam, Ela Botchim B'Hashem Baruchu, Lo B'Nedivim. So the Rambam maybe reads this Gemara as connecting the previous line of Bitachon to the next line of Sonim Matanas Yechia. That's why Rav Pinchas Ben Yair did not want to take Matanas from anybody, because he was relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, one might say sometimes, Hashem's sending you this guy to give you a matana. So you have to know the balance. You have to know exactly what the situation is. But that's the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Zechiyo Matana, not to accept, but just to work. And Yegiach Hapecha Kisochel, as we know, Ashrecha V'Tovlach. The Sma in Choshe Mishpat, Reish Mem Tes, also discusses maybe the more we get from other people, the more taiva we have to get more from other people, and we're not going to try to get it in an appropriate way. But I just want to quote the Maharal. The Maharal here in the Nesivos Olam has one other idea about Sonim Matanas Yechia. Ki amusak chayim kishela atzmo more al etzem bilti talui ba'acherim. Life is, the definition of life is independence. Independence. If I'm relying on someone else, so then that's not life. Mayim chayim. What's mayim chayim? Mayim chayim is not bore water collected from the rain. Mayim Chaim is an independent source of water. Says the Maharal, Kimisha Soneas Amatanos, Ra'ui Shihei Bishvil Zechai, Ki Amakabal Dabar Mizilaso, Ein Roy Lo Achayim, Ki Achai Omei Bifnei Atzmo. We've quoted this before, because those four people have to take more than they can give. Right? Ein lo banim, and a suma, and an ani, and a mitzora. Avo mishu sone matanos, shu rote shi yeomid ba'atzmo mibli shi yekabo me'acher, v'dover zeh wachayim. V'lochein yikra ha-ma'ayan, shu novea me'atzmo, v'li yekabo la'mayim b'shem ma'ayan chayim. Ki chiyuso me'atzmo ve'eno makabel Hamayim. So that's the a Maharal. But again, it's a large topic. Also, Soni Matanos Yichne. Right? We say in benching, Veloli Tein Nas Basar Vadam, Veloli Deav Asam, Kim Liyodcha Malei Absucha Kadosh Barachava. We dive into Hashem. We should get it directly from Hashem, very directly from Hashem, in order to be able to have that direct connection. Okay, we are back to Shechita. Back to Shechita after a little tangent. Going to Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, when we spoke about he ate from animals and the takala, maybe takala, right? It all started with Shechitas Kusi, Heyam Abeis, right? Did he eat from Shechitas Kusi? Did he know about it? Did he not know about it? So we had a two-daf, little bit about something, other things, Hashkacha and other items, and now we get back to Shechita. Amar Bezeir Amar Shmuel, Libein Sakin V'Shachetba. So we mentioned already the five Sule Shechita. One of them is drasa and hagrama and ikur and all the ones, but either way, the act of shechita is a slicing. It's not a chopping. Not a chopping. But we know that. That's the act. It has to slice. The simanim have to be cut in that type of action. Reb Shmuel says, what happens if I heated the knife? The knife is like burning hot, and then I shechted with that knife. Is that okay? What's the issue? Because if the animal died from the fire, from the heat, then that would not be allowed. The animal has to die from the cut of the fire itself. So how do I know? So li bein sakin v'shachet b'shchitas okshera chiduda kodom lilibuna. Reb Zira Mashmuel says it's okay. Even if you heated the knife, we assume that the animal was shechted through the blade of the knife, then not through the heat. Chiduda kodem lilibuna, and therefore it is a kosher shechita. But he gets studin. What about the sides of the knife? The sides of the knife, as you cut, wouldn't that heat go onto the animal's neck and affect the death of the animal, cause the death of the animal, and not just maybe alongside or even before the actual blade? So says the Gemara, no, beza shechita mirvach ravach. No, it becomes as he cuts, it becomes larger, the area that was cut, and therefore we don't assume that the size of the knife will have any effect on the neck of the animal. Good. We'll get into tzaras here, but what the Chassam Sofer says Maybe Dafka Rabbi Zeira was talking because he had experience. What does that mean, he had experience? Remember the Purim story? Megillat Av Zayin. Come Rabbi Shachtel Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was the one that was Shechted, right? And Tchias HaMesim. So the Chassam Sofer says, maybe he was the one, Dafka, that knows the Minyan Yishchita, because he knows what it feels like, says the Chassam Sofer. Interesting. Right? Vizier Yada Ba'atzmo, based on that, he quotes that from the, his Rebbe Dafla, who once said that at a Purim Suda. Once said that at a Purim Suda. Connected to the Gemara, Chulin Tavches, and Megillah Dav Zayin. Ibai Lehu. Libein Shvod, so once we ask the question about Shchita, so let's ask the question about a different area of Halacha. Libein Shvod Vihikavo, what if somebody has a sharp weapon and they hit someone else with it, which itself is an Avera, that's true, but what happens after the person gets hit, the victim, he develops a wound. He develops a Tsara'as looking wound. And the question is, how do we view this wound? Because there's different rules of a wound. A tzara'as spot that comes from after being burned, and a tzara'as spot that just comes from after being hurt. Inflammation of a regular wound is different than fire from the outside. So, we just said by shchita, we say that the blade affects before the heat. So what about a tzara'as spot? If somebody gets hit by a hot weapon, so mishum shchin nidon or mishum michva nidon. Shchin is just a wound and inflammation, or michva, which is a tzara'as based on a wound from fire. And there are different rules. There are different rules for different categories as the Torah goes into in Parshas Tazria. L'may nafka mina, look at the Tanya. Machlokes is the following. Even if they have similar rules, but there's a minimum shear for any tzara'as spot. So could these two combine, or could they combine with something else? You have to know what category these spots are in. Look at the Tanya, as the Brisa says, Shchinu Mechva Metamen B'Shavua Echad, Shchinu Mechva have 1 week. They have 1 week to be Metame, meaning the different details. If it's a Suffolk, it's a Mitzorah Muskar, the coin comes back after a week, and if after a week it didn't spread, or there was no Simen Tumah, then it's kosher. So both of these, Shchinu Mechva, are possible for a week, b'shnei simanim, with one of two simanim that could appear within the week. B'seir lavan, if there's a white hair that appears in either of these, u'bepisyon, or it spreads. Either of those are a simin tumah. But if everything else about these two types of wounds are the same, so why does the Torah talk about them separately? Lomar, shem esarfim, zem zem. To teach me that I'm mitzarif to each other. If I have half of a gris of one, half of a gris of another, so then it is not tzara'as. V'tanya, and the Braisa also says, eza shrin ve'ezo mechva. What are examples of shrin and mechva, the different types of spots? So laka, if you just get a wound, you get banged, and again, after the bang, after the wound, then this spot comes up. Laka, be'etz, be'evan, be'gefes, if somebody gets hit with a piece of wood, or a rock, or a gefes, be'chami tveria, even in chami tveria. Chami tveria is not considered fire in this regard. Or it's not considered regular fire. Chami tveria, as we'll see in Hilchos Shabbos also, but if any of these were hit, or anything that's come from fire, lasuya, to include avar meikaro, lead from where you took it from the ground, so it might have natural heat, but that's not called fire, eish, zeo shchin. All of those are regular shchin, which is the category of saras, that's just based on an inflammation, based on a wound, and then a spot comes up. Bezeo michva, what are the ones that have to do with michva, with fire, a wound after being burned, nichva begacheles, a coal, beremetz with ashes, besid, hot lime, roseach, begafsus roseach, ubechol davar abba machmas haor, lasuye chamei haor, heated by fire, zui michva. Right, so as you see, it's the two different categories. Vitanya, shchinu michva, and we learned in the Tosefta Negaim, shchinu michva, im shchin kodem lemichva. So if you have one spot and then you have another one that comes afterwards, so which one? The second one is bevatel the first one. Im shchin kodem lemichva, if the shchin came before, bital michva is a shchin. The second one, the michva, is bevatel the shchin. That came afterwards. If you michva kodem is the shchin, and if the michva came first, bital shchin is a michva. The shchin is bevatel the michva. So vahacha hechidami. So what's the case here that we're trying to figure out? Right? Remember this case. We got hit by a piece of metal that was hot, and you got stuck with it. So what's the nafgamina? Tziruf. Hechidami, kigon dahavi be chatzi gris shchin meikara. He had a half a gris, which is the shear for tzaras meikara. Veli paid shpod behikabo, and then a person heated up a shpod, a metal pole, and hit his friend with it, which itself is an avera. Vinafak be chatzi gris acher mai, and then another half a gris came. So you have to know what is this considered. Chav Takadim. Do we say when the person gets hit by the stick? So we assume he gets hurt by both aspects, by the sharpness of the pole and by the heat. But which came first? Because the second one is mevatel the first one, as we just said. So which came first? Chav Takadim. Do we assume that the bang itself came first? Meaning the wound came first, and only afterwards the heat damage. So the heat damaging would be mevatel the just the hitting damaging. So then this would be called a fire wound, and it would not combine with the shchin. O dilma havakadim. What do we say? No, the fire is first. V'yasi chavta mevatel lahavla, and then the chavta, the hitting, is mevatel the effects of the hevel. V'avli shchinu shchin. Umitzarif, and then it'll be mitzarif. So how do we look at this wounding? When a person, Reuven, hits Shimon with a metal hot rod, and he gets wounded, he gets hit, and he gets burned. So which came first? Does the hitting precede the burning, or vice versa, nafkamina, for tsaras? That's the question, and we're going to try to prove it from our case. Let's just finish the whole phrase, tashmas. Let's try to prove it. Well, what did Rabbi Zeira say from Shmuel? By Shechita, we assume that the Chidud happens. Tashma, Dam Rabbi Zeira Meshmuel, Libin Sakin Veshachat Ba, Shechita Sokshera, Chidud Kadam Lilibuna. Right, what did Rabbi Zeira say in the name of Shmuel? That if you use this knife to shech with, we assume that the sharpness of the knife comes before the heat. So what comes in second? The heat. So Alma, Chavta Kadam. So you see, the Chavta comes first, and the fire comes afterwards, and then in our case, there wouldn't be Tzirif. Right, it wouldn't be a Tzara spot. It would only be half and half. Half a gris of this, half a gris of that. So the Gemara says, chidud shiny. Now maybe Reb Zeira Amar Shmuel's case was different, because that's chidud, because it's sharp. Because it's sharp, that's why the fire part comes afterwards. Right, Rashi says, mitoch shu chad, ein hevel ha'or shabo chazak, v'chatichaso kodim lahavlo. Dafka there. Maybe dafka there is different, because there it's a knife. By a knife, we say the sharpness precedes the heat. So says the Gemara Tashma, what about the Braisa? Libein shpod vihika bo nida mishim michvazesh. Beferish. Right, we have a pole, a metal pole that was heated. You judge it as a michvazesh, alma chavta kadim. So if you judge it by, like a michvazesh, by tsaras, so it must be that comes in the esh. So chavta kadim. So asam nami de barze mivras. Tahainu chidud. Maybe that case is also different, because there we're talking about a case where there's a point. There's a pointy edge. So whenever there's a pointy edge or a sharp edge, then for sure the sharpness comes before the heat. We're trying to figure out just a stama pole, a hot pole that a person bangs their friend with. So there too we also say the bang comes before the heat or not. That is the question. Okay. Tosfos notes here in Bechami Tveria, right? Chami Tveria in the Braisa is put with a non-fire category. The non-fire category. It's the shchin. It's not the mikva. Tosfos says, "Afilu Rabbi Yosi, the chashiv le beperakira, told us haor." Even according to Rabbi Yosi, who in Hilchas Shabbos says that if I cook in chami tveria, I'm chayiv, and bishul on Shabbos is only through fire. It's only through, let's call it, natural fire. As we know, the Gemara says cooking in the sun is mutter on Shabbos. Cooking in Toldos Shemesh is also Durabanan. But cooking in the sun is also fire. That's a different type of fire. But Rabbi Yossi there in Shabbos says, even in Chami Tveri is considered Toldos Or, Rishim de Michlafa Pischa de Gehenim. Because, right, it passes by the gates of Gehenim. Shemakana Yamode. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree here, even though for Hilcha Shabbos he says it's called fire. Maybe for Hilcha Saras it's not called fire. Kanu Mode. Dinidim Shem Shchim Lo Mishem Michva. Kivan Dahai Or Bidei Shamayim. Different type of fire. So even if Rabbi Yossi says it by Shabbos, maybe he wouldn't say it. He wouldn't say it here. And we know on Shabbos you need fire, right? Not just heat. If it's not fire, if there's not a source of fire or something halakhically that's called fire, it's not a problem. That's Ramosha's tshuva about microwaves. Ramosha has a tshuva decades ago. What about cooking in a microwave on Shabbos? So Ramosha discusses Simin Nun Beis, Arachaim Gimel Nun Beis. The tshuva was written in 1971. Right, because he talks about there, about Bishul Bacham is mutter, and therefore he does not think that a microwave, which does not have a source of heat, there's no fire in a microwave, right? It cooks the item from within. So that's a different type of cooking. Different type of cooking, says Rav Moshe. Unless you say, and this is the discussion that he has and others say, right, Rashi's Lashon in Shabbos is, why is there no Bishul Bacham? Ein derech bakach. It's not the derech. So does that mean it's not the derech, it's not so common? Or does that mean, because people, and therefore, according to Rashi, if people start doing it a lot, then it would become the derech, and it would be daraisa? Or ein derech means inherently it's not the derech of cooking, and therefore even if a million people do it, it's not going to be chayev. That's a question. So Rav Moshe there continues and says, v'im kein, b'mikervev, oven, shetov levashel bo kamo be'ish mamish, right? And by a microwave, where it's great to cook in, v'ilu she'ish lem taner kazeh, if people had a microwave, they'd all use it. And Rav Moshe says, I bet there'll come a day when everybody's going to have a microwave. So he was a Navi. Right, 1971. People are going to use that more than they use the oven. Umashalonis pashtu tanurim elu adayin mishum telo matsu yadayin harbe tanurim ukshiyu mitsuyin vada yishtamshu bayam kule alma to yoser tov, right, vada yishlo melef mibishol da'arz. Or Moshe says maybe then it would be daraisa. Tavi b'mishkan b'chashiv is told ashu l'choladinim ka'av the bishol. Right, he says v'lo rak l'rashi v'ran el'afak yad sefer. He quotes. And again, that's about Bishol, Bachama, and the like. But either way, this was a little bit about Chamei Tveria. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Amar Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravua. Next Yisod of Shrita. Sakin shel Avodas Kochavim. If somebody has a knife that was used to shecht an animal for Avodah Zarah. Right? You use this knife to shecht for Avodah Zarah. And it's Asur Bahana'a. Right? This knife is now Asur Bahana'a. Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Tikroves, right, something that's used to be makriv, the tashmishe, or asr bana. So mutar lishchot ba, but you're still allowed to use it to shecht. Well, asr lachtoch ba basar, but you can't cut meat with it. Why? What's the difference? Mutar lishchot ba, says Rabbi Baravu, you could shecht meat with it, mikalkalu, because that's not called hana. The animal is worth more to you alive, more than dead. And therefore, when you kill the animal, so it's worth, you're worse off. Even if what you want to do, an animal is objectively worth more when it's alive than when it's dead. It could be used for plowing, it could be used for schlepping, not just eating, not just to be eaten, and therefore, that's not called hana. So even though this knife is usur bahana'a, to make something worse for yourself is okay. It's mekalkel, Rashi, ve'ein zu hana'a, shebechayeha hayudameha merubin, milach hashchita. Because when it's alive, you could use it lagado vlados lacharisha la'achila. And that's why it's mutter, it's mekalkel. Good. The asr lachtoch ba, but you can't use it to cut meat, because if you have a big piece of meat, and now you want to cut it into smaller sizes, so that's good for you. That's exactly what you want to do, and that would be hana. Asr lachtoch ba basar, misakinu, because that would be misakin. That would be something that you want to do, and therefore, you would be getting hana, and it would be asr. Amar Rava, and Rava says, sometimes, you have to look at the case, pa'amim shashochet asr, sometimes even shechting an animal with this is asr, it would be hana, bimisu kenes, an animal that's about to die. So this animal is about to die. So if it dies, it's an avela. And then that's it. You can't use it for anything. So in that case, shechting it is giving you hana. It's preventing this situation from occurring, and therefore that would be asr. And also the opposite. Umechadech mutter, and sometimes cutting meat would be mutter. Be'atmi, with big pieces that are very chashuv, the kaim l'kurbana, that you're going to give as a present to somebody, and then you cut it into smaller pieces, that's ruining it. So you have to look at the case. Sometimes, you have to look, are you getting hana in the picture or you're not? Don't look at the objective act, the act of shechita, the act of cutting. Rava says, it depends on the case. Any case where it's not called hana would be mutter. Any case where it would be called hana, it would be asr. The Achronim wonder that the Gemar Shechita, right, is still, even what we said regular, if you shecht it, then it's not called Hana in a regular case. But one second, the Achronim ask, if you stop in the middle of the Shechita, the animal would be a Trefa. Let's say in the middle of Shechita, the animal's a Trefa. And then I continue, and then now it's Mutter. So, why don't we say there it is Hana? What does the Gemara say? Usually it's not Hana, because you're shechting it, and the animal is mutter beforehand to do a lot of different actions, and afterwards it's not. But here, Epsa Shechita is a Trefa, so if you continue. So what's the answer? You have to look at Shechita as one big act. We don't stop time in the middle of every second of Shechita. You look at one act of Shechita, halachically, right? Bigmar Shechita. And therefore, that Bigmar Shechita, it is not a problem. It's not a problem. That's the discussion of the Chazon Ish and the others. The Onan Gantav also discusses, you know, that maybe the Shechita itself, you know, also Mitzvah Slavah Henos Nitnu, gets into that sugya a little bit. Okay, let's continue. The next Tosfos also is important. Mutar lishkorpa. Let's just look at that Tosfos. Mutar lishkorpa makal. You're allowed to shecht with it because it's makalkel. So says the Gemara. What, even though in Pesachim we say if somebody shechts b'Shabbes b'chutz lavodas kochavim, right? Still there is something good, even though you're chayev kares and right. Sometimes shechita inherently is looked at as for Hilchas Shabbos. Is looked at as objectively a tikkun. Right? Tosfos is kind of asking also, right? We know that certain actions on Shabbos are called makalkel, makalkel b'chabura, wounding or destroying. Shechita is not one of those acts that are called makalkel. So Tosfos says, shiny Shabbos, put this on the list. Shiny Shabbos, de melechas machsheves asra Torah. Usually melechas machsheves, 10 different places, 10 different areas of halacha, melechas machsheves by Shabbos. The high standards of melacha by Shabbos is a kula. Usually it's a kula. Melechas machsheves asra Torah, and therefore, melacha shein tzrich legufa, and davar shein miskaven, and mekalkel, and misasek, and shinui, and grama, and chatishir maybe. Right? All of those, usually, 95% of the time, melechas machsheves is used as a kula. Why? Even though elsewhere, outside of Shabbos, it's called a Maisa, but Shabbos is not called a Maisa. But there are a number of cases in the minority, but there are a number of cases where Melech Bachsheves is a Chumrah, that even if it doesn't reach the standard in other areas of Halacha, for Shabbos is good enough, because you did what you wanted to do. Melech Bachsheves Asra Torah, therefore there's a Chumrah. This Tosfos is one of them. This Tosfos, even though for Hilchas Isser Hana'ah, by Shechita, this would be called Mekalkel, because the animal is worth more to you alive than dead. But Shabbos, what do you want to do? Shechita, done, finished, Aser. That's Tosfos. Shiny Shabbos, the Melechas Machsheves, Aser Torah, V'kivan Sheish Tikun Purta, Chashiv Melechas Machsheves, Shalakach Niskavein, Afal Pi, Shekilkelo Yasser Al Tikuno. Even though in your bank account, really, it's worth less. Important Tosfos. Again, this comes up. Not the only makar, but it's the Gemara. The Gemara has an example of this. We're on Bava Kama Daf Samach. The Gemara there says, by Grama Benizikin. Grama Benizikin is pater. Right? Somebody is not chayiv for damaging in an indirect way. And yet, the Gemara says, if I take my chaff and rocks and stuff on the floor and throw it up in the air and the wind takes the lighter stuff and blows it, I winnow on Shabbos, right? And that is also indirect. That's Asur Daraisa. Melechas Machsheves Asur Torah, says the Gemara. Ki amrin and zor v'ruach v'sayasu anami l'nin Shabbos. So Melechas Machsheves Asur Torah, v'alhacha, grama ba'alma, v'grama b'nizak and pater. Right? So that's another example where there is a chumrah. Maybe just to quote one more. There's a quote one more. That's the Machlokas Rashba and the Ran. In Shabbos, Lamed Zayin Amabez and Dafi Arif. Lamed Zayin Amabez and Dafi Arif. The Gemara talks about if somebody erases, if there's a ches, in the Torah, right? And I erase the top of the ches. I'm chayiv for ksiva on Shabbos, two osios. Because let's say there's two Zayins or a Zayin and a Vav. I erase the top of the ches, I make two Zayins, I'm chayiv for ksiva on Shabbos. Wow, because I wrote two letters. Says the Rashba, you see from here that that's good for writing the Torah also. Let's say in the Torah you're supposed to write two Zayins, and by mistake you wrote a Ches. So just erasing the top of the roof of the Ches, that's all good enough. That's called writing. That's called Chok Yerechos. Writing the letters, not Chok Tochos. Not doing something to the background. That's the Rashba. And the Ran says, what are you talking about? Well, Linir Demi Kan Raya. By Shabbos, there's no chiluk between Chok Tochos and Chok Yerechos. By Shabbos, that can be called Ksiva. But for Hilchas Sefer Torah, that's not called Ksiva. To write the letters, chok yerechos, not chok tochos. Again, another example where it could be more chamor on Shabbos. Okay. Again, there's a ton there, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, so what did the Gemara just talk about? The chiluk between using a knife for avodah zarah for shechita, for cutting meat. Why don't you say that it's usur because you have the fatty parts when you use the same knife? You have parts of the shamnunis that's in nivla in the knife, and that's going to go into the meat. So forget the isser per se of using something of avodah zarah. What about the shamnunis, right? That it's nivla in the knife. Answer: b'chadasha, it's a new knife. It was a new knife that was never actually used for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Chadasha, Bein L'Rabbi Yisrael, Bein L'Rabbi Akiva, Misham She Avodah Zarah Chavimein. So one second, whatever you hold elsewhere about the Machlokas, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva, this is a use for Avodah Zarah, Misham She Avodah Zarah Chavimein, Eino Asur, Nashi Yavdu. Everybody agrees that the knife's not going to become Asur unless you use it. Hazmana is not good enough. So therefore, if you never used it, why is it even called the knife of Avodah Zarah? So two answers. Ibayis Ema de Pasak Be Gavz Avodah Kochavim, you never used it for food. You chopped wood for Avodah Zarah. So it's Avodah Zarah, but there's no Shamnunis. There's nothing absorbed. Ibayis Ema Be Yishana Shalibna Ba'or. Maybe it was used, but you put it in fire. Right? You did Libun. You did Libun to it, so it was kashered. So it was kashered from the Bliya, even though it's still called the Sakan of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it is that's why this is the case. You only discuss the issues of Avodah Zarah. You're not going to discuss the issues of Bliya. Tosfos here is printed on Amud Aleph. Tosfos is printed on Amud Aleph discusses why is it that in Avodah Zarah, it seems like certain times you have to take the knife and stick it into the ground 10 times. Right? Not Libun. So why here does it say Libun? Right? So maybe, says the Gemara, to put it in the ground, that would only allow you to use it for cold, not for hot. We'll have to get that back to some of these details later on in the Masechta when we talk more about Inyane Kashrus. He talks also, why new Libun here, maybe Hagala would be good enough, and then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Again, all of these are Yesodos, that Bezron will come up again. Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe there's a difference between Heterabala and Isurabala. Again, an important principle which we're going to have to talk about. Hetera bala means when it was absorbed, it was mutter, meaning chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach. When the chametz was absorbed into the kli, it was hetera bala. It was mutter. Chametz is aser before Pesach, and then it becomes aser. So you can have more kulas by hetera bala than isura bala. Right, and that's the case. So maybe hetera bala, hagala would be enough. Isura bala, you would have to need libun in this case. Okay, that's an important chiluk of Tosfos, which we will have to come back to. Let's continue. Itmar hashochet b'sakin shel avodas kochavim. So if somebody actually shechted with the sakin of avodah zarah, somebody actually used it, and we said before, if somebody was shochet with the sakin, so you're allowed to shech with it, but you can't asalach toch ba'basar. But here we have a machlokes. How do you clean it? Hazav b'sakin shel avodas kochavim. Rav Amar Kolef. You still have to, maybe there was some mamushus on the knife, so you have to peel off a thin layer of the meat that you cut. Rabbi Rachana Amar Mediach, just rinse it off. Just rinse it off. You don't have to cut off any part. Leim Bakim Iflugi, what's that machlokas about? Demar Savar Beis Hashchit Etzoni, Demar Savar Beis Hashchit Eroteach. Do we say that halachically, the Rashba says, not that it's mamish Yatzoledespo. Usually we look at whether something is called hot or not by Yatzo Ledespo, whether your hand would come off, 212, right? But here, halachically, says the Rashba, is the neck of the animal considered hot or not? So maybe that's the machlokas. If you say it's cold, then you just have to rinse it. If you say it's hot, then you have to peel off. Gemara says, lo, to kolei amabes ashkita roseachu, maybe everybody agrees it's roseach, manda amar kolei shapir. And the one who says you have to peel off, that's fine. That's why, because it's hot. Umanda amar mediach, according to the one who says you just have to rinse, at this moment, you can't go in both directions in terms of blia. Blia is either going in or out. At this moment, the neck of the animal is pouring out blood, so we don't assume that any taste will be going in. And therefore, the shechita knife won't be able to be mavlia into the neck, because the neck is shooting out blood. This is one line. Again, something that we'll come back to a lot. Blia doesn't mean... It's not all naturally and logically what we understand, right? If we have a metal pot bismanazeh, we have to act as if it's milchik, fleishik, blia, even if we could chemically and test it that there's nothing absorbed in these walls. But halachically, there's something called blia, and that's what we have to treat it as. So here too, right, because the blood is going out, we don't assume the taste is going in. Okay. Fine. V'ika damri, or a different answer, to kol yam beis hashchit etzonein. Everybody agrees that beis hashchit etzonein. Kol man damar mediach shapir. So then we understand the shita that says rinse. Man damar kolef agav duchka desakina bala. Even though cold usually does not have any taste transfer. To transfer taste, you usually need some type of heat. But here, the pressure that the knife puts on the neck, that substitutes for heat. Duchka desakina bala. And duchka desakina is bala. What do we paskin? So Rashi here, again, we'll see Rashi all over Maseches Chulin. More than other Maseches, Paskins. gives the psak din. So Rashi here, kiva de lo ifsika hilchasa v'yisura da raisahu avdina lechumra tekayim olam shaltor halacha achra machmir. Right, we don't know. So therefore, we're machmir lahalacha, and therefore you have to be koleif if one would use a sak in shalavodas kochav. But again, lachadchila not, because we said that lachadchila shouldn't be done. If you did it, this is what you have to do. Sak in treifa. What about a sak in that you shechted a treifa animal? An animal that was, you messed up the shechita was done, but it had some other psul in its body. Pligi bar of acha veravina. Chad amar bechamin vechad amar bitzonein. Right, machlokes, whether you have to be magilit, right, chamin, or just sonein. Vehilchaz afilu b'tzonein, and we pass even sonein because we don't assume it's going to have any blia. Veika belisa deparsa lemichperei lo tzarach. And if you have a hard type of shmata, rag, that you could wipe it with, that's also good. Right, you don't even have to rinse it in cold water, just wipe it with this hard rag. Uleman da'amar b'chamin, my taima, but according to the one who says, sak and treif, you have to rinse in hagala, hot water, my taima, we shouldn't take a bali isura. So we assume because it was boleya isur, but 1 second. You're telling me that every time you shecht, it's boleya, meaning when you shechted the treif, it went in? So how about every time you shecht? Every time you shecht, it's boleya from the animal before it shechted, right? Eiver menachai. So every time you use a shechita knife, there should be a problem. Because the animal is not kosher till after you finish the shechita. So right when you start the shechita, the blia, the taste of the animal goes in, it's eiver menachai. So the Gemara says, no. Emas bala lechichaima. It's only boleya lechichaima when it gets a little, when it's halachically considered hot. Emas kachaima lechigamar shchita. And it's only reaches that stage after the gemar shchita. Heishaita atei rahave. And at that moment, it's not ever manachai anymore, and therefore it is okay. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Hadavach tzorarech shalosha sakinim. Every butcher needs 3 knives. One they used to shecht with, and that's a very fancy knife, and you don't want to use that for other things, because you don't want it to get any nick, you want it to keep it perfect. So that's why, for Shabbos purposes, it would probably be called a muksa machmas chesron kiss. It wouldn't just be called a klisha malakta l'isser, like other knives. It will be a muksa machmas chesron kiss, because it's a fancy knife. And one that you cut meat with. And one that you cut off the non-kosher fats with. 3 knives. So Gemara says, what do you need 3 for? Have 2. V'liskin lechad, v'lichtok b'abatzer, v'hadalichtok b'chalavim. Have 1 knife for shechting, fine. And then have 1 other knife to cut with. At first you'll cut the meat, and then you'll cut the chalavs. So you won't have anything not kosher when you cut the meat. So Gemara says, no, you might get mixed up. G'zeira, shem yachto chalavim, yachachach b'asar. Maybe you'll come to cut the not kosher before you cut the kosher. So Gemara says, hashan, I'm michlefle. What here now? You might get mixed up. Even if you have 3. Kiva, that's rechihu, trey, islaya keira. If you have 3, then person's gonna be focused. Oh, I'm only using this for basar and this for chalef. V'yamar v'yuda marav, hatabach, sarach, shnei kelim shamayim. You also have to have 2 different kelim of water to rinse the knives with. Echad shemediach b'basar, v'echad shemediach b'chalavim. 2 different ones. V'diskan lechadav, and adiach b'basar, v'adar nediach b'chalavim. What do you need 2? It's like 2 sinks. Right, what do you need 2 for? Just do the kosher, and then do the non-kosher. G'zeir shemediach chalavim, v'achakach basar. No, you might come to do the chalavim first. Hashanami michlefile. Even if you have 3, you might get mixed up. Kiva, that's rechinu tarti. Even if you have 2, you might get mixed up. Kiva, that's rechinu tarti. Since you require 2, islay hekera. So we assume that there'll be a heker, and therefore you won't get mixed up. Okay, we'll have to stop by Amar Amemar. We're back into Inyanei Shechita. Hashem, tomorrow we get into the actual 5 psulei Shechita are mentioned on tomorrow's daf. Hashem, we'll get into that, and then we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.